Welcome back, family. This is your boy ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, hey, that just simply means Ed. Hey, I got another one for you. Today's episode is entitled, What is a SME in Project Management? Again, what is a SME in Project Management? As usual, you know I like to get straight to it, 3 points and we out, but let's build on the foundation. What does the acronym SME mean when it comes to project management? Well, that simply means, family, subject matter expert. Again, subject matter expert. One of the things about a subject matter expert is that they or this individual is an expert. I'm done. We can just, okay, you want me to finish? They're expert in helping you as a project manager fill in the gaps. What happens is because projects has a beginning and an end date and is a temporary endeavor, and you're constantly, it depends on what type of organization you're in, but if you have an organization where you are being presented with various different projects that do, that is a true project, meaning it has a beginning and an end date, then you're going to be exposed to different projects. And being exposed to different projects, this means that you need somebody that knows their stuff because you're not going to know everything and you're not supposed to. That's not your role. Your role is to be able to lead the project. Your role is to be a coach. Your role is to, okay, I'll stop. But family, what I'm saying is that you need to be able to, in engaging a SME, a subject manager, subject matter expert. I have no idea why I'm struggling on that, but we're not going to edit it. We're going to keep it rolling. Anyway, they're just an expert in their field, and they're able to provide you the historical background of kind of, hey, this is what we've done in the past or tried in the past, and these are some of the things that actually work. Another thing is one point number two, they are a good resource champion. I love working with my SMEs because they know how to guide me to the resource that's going to help us get done what needs to be done. A lot of times they have those connections for you and can establish that connection with those resources. Because again, you know, as a project manager, one of the many big things out of that will make you successful is your resources. And so SME can say, hey, you know what? I worked with this guy on this project before. He really knows his stuff, or she really knows it. You need to get this person. We really need this person on our team. Do whatever you need to do to get them. And so the majority of the time, especially when you're working with an exceptional SME, they'll be able to tell you the resources. And so what I normally do is before I even start selecting my resources, I go right to the SME and say, hey, SME, these are the people that I'm thinking about. Who do we really need actually on this particular project? Another thing that a SME does for an actual project manager, or I should say within project management, they're a roadblock remover. You're like, huh? Yes, they are a roadblock remover. See, when someone understands a particular product, or I won't even use product, let's just use the project, okay? When they understand the components within the project, yeah, you as a project manager may understand the foundational principles of project management. You may even understand, you know, you may have be an expert at project management, but you're not an expert at this thing that you're building out. And so with this widget or that you're building out, working with the SME, what it allows you to do is you're able to move blockers faster than you would if you didn't have a subject matter expert on your team. And the reason why is because either, like I said, they've seen something that's happened in a previous project or the past, or they will go take the problem and work through it to try to figure out how do we get this roadblock removed. Now, I will say that there are some cons to actually when you have a SME on your project. Now, I have not had this happen to me a lot, but it has happened to me on certain occasions as leading a project. Sometimes as when you're working with a SME, sometimes they feel like it has to go all of their way. What do you mean by that, ED? Well, if they're saying, hey, we need to do this, and then you're like, okay, great, we can do that, but we won't be able to do it for this project. We might have to do it as a phased rollout because of our budget. And it was like, well, it's not going to work. So what am I saying there? When you have a SME that has a, I'll use this, an attitude adjustment issue. the experience of working with that SME is oh my God, is you just ask yourself why every day. What am I trying to learn here? So the cons of having a bad SME on your team could really hinder your project due to the fact that this SME is really projecting all of this negativity and projecting that, saying that, oh, you guys are never going to finish this project because you didn't do this. So that is some of the drawback of having a SME on the project, because they feel like, again, they know it all. But that is not true for every SME. And I haven't had too many of those negative aspects of what I'm sharing with you here now, family. But I've had enough to understand when you see it, you're able to identify it and contain it as fast as possible. Another thing is that they may not be, the SME is, it may be a new product. I mean, it may be the same product, but a new, I guess, a newer type version. And so sometimes, and again, this is not every SME that I've ever worked with, because the majority, not the minority, the majority have been excellent and amazing to work with. But again, some SMEs that I've worked with do not like change, because they've been doing and mastering something for so long that when a new technique or a new way that comes about doing it, sometimes you'll get pushback. And you're like, well, why would you get pushback? Because they're still caught up in what they believe will still work. And you're trying to bring them over here with you to show them, hey, if you took that same wisdom, that same expertise, and poured it into this new way, you'll be able to combine two of those. So these are some of the things, family, I want you to be on a lookout for as some of the cons. And again, I don't want to be negative, but I want to build a concept of showing you every side of the angle, as they would say, or each side of the angle, so you won't come back and say, ED, why you didn't tell me about when you work with a SME, this. And again, I only got a certain amount of time to go through everything. But I will say this to you, family, that SMEs can really, really help your project move along faster, minimizing the stress. You're going to have stress, but it's not going to be to the level of not. Just imagine you getting something. Let's say you get something that you have to put together, and there are no instructions in there. It may take you a little bit longer to put it together. Ooh, I like that. I think I'm going somewhere. Watch what I do. Watch how I remix this for you, family. Imagine, again, I'm going to use the same concept, that you had to put something together, and in the box, the instructions didn't come. And so you're looking at the picture, probably like me, you're probably going on YouTube and Google, and then bam, there you go. But the SME, or the subject matter expert, is like your instructions. I like that. Reason why they're like your instruction is because they're able to understand what the framework or what the structure should be like when it comes to making this particular implementation. And when you have an exceptional SME, they're willing to go outside of their comfort zones to make sure they're being as supportive, they're being when I say supportive, finding alternative solutions to solve the problems that you come up against when you're actually in a project. And also finding outside of the box ways to make an improvement. So family, I just want to encourage you and empower you. If you have a SME on your team, take care of them, please. Treat them with the same respect that you would want. I'm not saying just treat them better than anyone else on your project, but what I'm saying is they will really help you with shortcuts. You know my Dan Kennedy slogan that he shared when he talked about, and I always share this in a lot of the videos, so eventually it would just sit in your head, is that you follow the pioneers that already have arrows in their back. What that translates into is that these people have the wisdom, so why not go borrow the wisdom from them instead of trying to figure it out on your own? So that's what your SME is. All right, family, sorry I went on a long rant for that, but I just really want you to understand what a SME is. Till next time.